This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jim.
I want to bring something up, but I want your approval before I do that, okay?
Okay, all right.
Hang on one second.
No.
I got to write down a note, guys,
because
I didn't cover this with Jamie before we went back on the air, so let me hang on.
God.
All right, there we go. Can we, should we, yes.
No, not yet. Let's just,
Another day or two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's too much going on today.
All right. We'll leave it at that. All right. Spadil.
Uh-huh.
Have you heard from Liz?
I have, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
What'd she say?
Hold on. Let me pull that.
Whoa. Hang on a second. Uh-huh. Don't say anything.
Recap, please.
Liz is a person who is infatuated,
or
we thought that.
Yeah. Allegedly.
With Spadil. She came to Bar Bingo. She got all liquored up. I will tell you.
Oh my God!
And she put a big old kiss on Spadil right in front of everybody there at Bar Bingo.
Yeah.
They swapped numbers, but then for a while there, we don't know. She was kind of missing in action, but she works a lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard work.
But they did set up a date, and they went to a hockey game this past Saturday. Mm-hmm. Now Spadil felt like that she really wasn't that into him, although he's into her. He is infatuated with her.
I don't know. Don't make him sound pathetic.
He likes her.
He likes her. Stop doing this to people.
It's a good word to use.
He likes her. That's it.
Yeah, she's cool.
There.
Yeah.
since the date, she's kind of blown him off. Okay? Blown him off, okay?
Yes, we understand.
I felt like I said that wrong.
Yeah.
So he's kind of in the dumps about it. He really is.
Yeah, a little bit. Just because I felt stupid that she wanted to, she was like, I'm super into you, and then it just didn't seem like
it.
Right, you feel like he dropped the ball or something.
Yeah.
We talked about it here on the air, about the after, the date and everything. Then we get this text with a picture, and it's a girl named Ashley. She says she's been, can I use infatuated?
Yeah, sure.
She's been infatuated with Spadil for a long time. She was actually hoping and praying this Liz thing doesn't work out.
Right.
She's been listening on the air. So she sends a picture, and she is gorgeous.
Right.
I mean, just a stunner. And so we said, hey, Spadil, you need to, right here. I mean, come on.
Well, we said, take her to the...
Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, Alice. I always want to call it Not So Silent Night. I don't know why. Anyway, Alice in Winterland, we wanted you to take her there. But he said, no, I've already asked Liz, so that wouldn't be nice to do that to Liz. But we're like, yeah, but you haven't talked to Liz. So take Ashley to Alice in Winterland.
Drop Liz like a hot potato.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So now we're up to date.
Yeah.
And then out of the blue this morning, and this is what gets me, Spadil. You haven't said a word about
it. Seriously.
I almost wasn't going to tell you guys because let me just read the text.
Okay.
Okay. So she said, I've been listening to the podcast.
Uh-oh.
I got lit up, lol. I deserved it though. I had a great time with you at the game. I really did want to hang out with you and get to know you. I still do. I did want to kiss you the night of Bar Bingo. It was super hot. I had genuine intentions with everything, and I hope you know I think you are super cool. I will say I don't think I'm ready to date right now. I like hanging out, but just as friends. I have things going on personally, so I'm a little distracted with life.
Boy, that is some mixed messages.
Yeah,
there.
That goes because at first I'm like, "Oh, there's hope. Here we go." Like,
yeah. What I heard in that is, and I really want to go to Alice in Winterland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So bring me as friends. I will go with you as a friend.
Yeah.
String it along.
Uh huh.
Yep.
because Alice in Winterland isn't until December.
Yeah.
So if I can get through the next couple of weeks into November, then there's a good chance that we can be friends. Mm-hmm. I go to Alice in Winterland, and I drop you right before Christmas, okay?
So I don't have to get you a gift.
I don't want to be pessimistic about it, kind of the way it reads.
All right, now, wait. I want to ask people, 51059, how do we feel about this? It also sounds genuine, though. Like, if I could take the Alice in Winterland out of it, it sounds like a genuine, like, hey, you know what? You're really kind of not my type, but like, because me, I can have guy friends. I think she wants to like hang out with him and be a friend.
And she said something about what's going on in her personal life. We don't know what's going on
exactly.
in her personal life either.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Right. So usually personal life means she's got a boyfriend.
No, it does not.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes,
it does. No, it could mean it she has a kidney infection.
It's not I don't think you know, I'm running low and the check's going to bounce.
Wait, you both talk the same time. What?
All right, Spadell, let me ask you.
Okay.
How do you feel about that message?
I don't really know. I've just been trying to think about, like, what should I say something back? Do I want to keep just being friends? Should I be like, hey?
Well, do you?
Was it fun enough to be her friend?
I did have a lot of fun. Yeah, so.
I'm okay with people being friends.
No.
I'm the poster child.
Can you be her friend at this point besides wanting to, you know, knock boot?
Yeah. I mean, that's all we've done is just actually like hang out and have fun at the hockey game.
Yeah, but that wasn't your intention.
Yeah.
Come on,
that's
man.
The thing.
Like, you got to be honest. You're not even being honest with me.
Is it going to be? Okay, so sometimes when you get in the friend zone, it's harder to be with somebody that you have feelings for. Do you have feelings for?
I don't think that I got to know her well enough to like have developed feelings like that.
So that sounds safe to me.
Uh-huh.
What? Why are you staring at me like that? Like, why are you discounting everything I'm saying?
As long as it's not going to be awkward when she's hanging out with him.
Yes.
I wish everybody on this show knew love the way I know love. Okay? You guys.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to handle love in your life. Okay?
All right. Can I read some of these?
Yeah.
All right. Dropper. Ooh. Sorry, Dylan. Those video games don't get you any success in life, man. Wow! Okay. Why did this go after him?
That was uncalled for.
How does that even make sense?
If Ashley knows about Liz, it's going to hurt that relationship. You should say, okay, being friends is cool, but I'm going to take that other chick to Winter Wonderland and see what she says. Wow. let's hear. Move on. She's useless and she irritates me. You don't even know her.
Yeah, these people just...
Yeah, I'm sorry, Spadell. She totally just wants to be your friend. Team Ashley, drop Liz. Drop Liz, Team Ashley. A lot of Team Ashleys. Lots of Team Ashleys.
Lots.
She friend zoned him and she didn't want him. Sounds like Liz is getting a divorce.
Does.
Move
That's
on,
why
bro.
I said boyfriend. Oh. I'm telling you, there's something going on there. When she says to you that it's something personal, that means another dude. That's what it means.
Somebody says, I have a real question. It feels like Ashley is a radio ploy to make Liz jealous.
What? Get out of here.
We'd never do something like that.
Can we just stick to the topic?
Exactly.
You know, this is about love. Yep. This is about Spadell's life.
I mean, that would be pathetic.
All right, what else do you got here?
Let's see. No spark is always no spark. Mm. She's never going to get a new spark. Wow. All right. Let's see here. Give Ashley a fair chance. I like Ashley the best. Please take Ashley to Alice in Winterland.
Yeah, I agree. She's a looker. Yeah. All right, Spadell.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, I see now, and this tells me a lot.
Somebody said, I thought that too. Please tell us that Ashley isn't just made up.
No, it's not. No.
Why would we do that?
Come on, man.
When you hear come on, man, you know that.
Yeah, that's crap. Yeah, no key dokies made up too. Spadell.
Wow.
You know what tells me a lot about this text that you got from her?
What?
You didn't say a word to us. it took us to drag this out of you this morning. That tells me that you took this really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, because normally, dude, you can get any kind of little compliment that isn't even meant to be a compliment to you, and you're in here bragging your butt off
about
it.
The second it happens.
Yeah. Listen, am I wrong?
Did you guys see this?
I'm not wrong.
Did you guys see that? Somebody saw me at Bar Bingo and thought I was hot. Did you guys see it? Did you?
I can't tell you how many texts we get, and then Spadil will get one, and it's... Boom! Did you guys see this?
Did you guys see it?
It's right here!
Yeah. And then here we are. We've talked about Liz for 2 weeks. Yeah. Solid, man. And you get a text last night, and you haven't said one damn word to us.
It should have been the first thing out of your mouth this morning.
I feel stupid.
Don't feel stupid.
No.
Why?
No, there's no reason to feel stupid, bud.
All of us go out with somebody and it just doesn't click.
Okie dokie, for example.
Oh,
take a look at this.
What are you doing?
Look at this person sitting right here with those baggy pants. Look at her.
What are you doing?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.